Yo, what's good? We're back with another Aaron Talks Basketball podcast. Today is June 27th, and we're gonna give you a couple updates to what's been going on since the last one. All right, let's get into it. The first story. According to sources, Kawhi Leonard is expected to allow the Toronto Raptors to make the final pitch to him in free agency. Leonard will most likely decline his player option and become an unrestricted free agent. Leonard was named MVP of the finals when he helped the Raptors to beat the Warriors in five games. This all happened in his first season with Toronto. Before playing in Toronto, Leonard played for the San Antonio Spurs. Raptors president Masai Ujiri said this week that he talked to Leonard's uncle Dennis Robertson and is confident that Leonard will return to Toronto. Ujiri said, "We'll wait. He's our player and he's our superstar on our team, and we'll wait on that." All right, to me, this is an easy decision. You just won a championship with this team. You just beat the Warriors, even with all the injuries, you still beat them. The NBA right now is in a place where it hasn't been in the last couple years in terms of championships, like the Warriors and the Cavs, or the Warriors and whatever team LeBron was on went at it for a couple years. Before that, it was the Heat and the Spurs, you know. So right now there's like no promised there's no like there's nobody saying, "Oh, this is for sure who's gonna win." In the East, I think that he has a really good chance. And his other options, I don't know if they'll give him good chances. Because let's say he goes to the Lakers, right? Now that team will be great. LeBron, AD, Kawhi, Kuzma, and then a bunch of nobodies probably. Actually, Anthony Davis just took away his 4 million trade getter or something like that. I don't know exactly what it's called, but basically the Lakers now have 32 million in cap space, which would allow them to give him a max contract. But let's say he goes there, right? First year it never goes well for a three person super team at least. The Warriors did win in their first year together, but three person super teams never do well. It's always a second year, and this is the year that you have to capitalize on it. Klay Thompson is not gonna play. Kevin Durant also not gonna play. The Raptors have all the confidence. Everything. They just won a championship. They're riding high. Masai Ujiri is staying. It looks like the team's gonna be intact. The city of Toronto loves him. He has that thing that he gets like free food and everything if he stays. He has Drake as a mascot, like he has everything he could want. I mean, I'm not Kawhi, but I really think he should stay in Toronto. I think that definitely gives him his best bet. The Bucks, I really don't see them competing with him this season. The only team that I could see potentially is the Sixers. If Jimmy Butler stays, which I hope he does, and I think we'll talk about this later on. Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, who is so underrated, and Joel Embiid. They definitely have a shot at going to the finals. They almost did this year. They went to get seven games. So I definitely think Kawhi should stay in Toronto, and I definitely think that gives him his best chance of repeating next year. And I mean, why? I don't see why he would go anywhere else. The next story we have is the Los Angeles Lakers, or should I say the revamped Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers now have 32 million in cap space. Rob Pelinka turned the Anthony Davis trade into a three-team trade and added the Washington Wizards. The Wizards will get Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, and Jamario Jones. Davis has also agreed to waive his $4 million trade bonus. This is what allowed the Lakers to have the cap space to give out another max contract. The Lakers could also give multiple players smaller contracts. The Lakers also sent their 2022 second round pick to the Wizards. The Wizards will send the Pelicans cash considerations. Note that all trades do not become official until July 6th. There are many players the Lakers are looking to sign this summer. Brooklyn Nets guard D'Angelo Russell and the Toronto Raptors' Kawhi Leonard are the two main targets. If they are unable to get them, the Lakers will look to bring in a combination of players that will have cheaper contracts, such as Toronto's Danny Green, the Orlando Magic's Terrence Ross, and Portland Trailblazer's Seth Curry. The Lakers are looking for players with good shooting ability. Alright, Rob Pelinka has hit this off. He got Anthony Davis. So now he's got AD, LeBron, Kuzma, and a max slot. Potentially bringing in Kawhi Leonard. Potentially bringing in D'Angelo Russell. Even though I really don't think that's going to happen. I see D'Angelo going to Minnesota if Kyrie decides to join the Nets. Potentially even Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson, even though they won't play next year, they potentially could go and join the Lakers if they wanted to. Nikola Vucevic could come in, who's not on this list. The Lakers are just setting themselves up for success here. 2022 second round pick does not matter at all. So the Lakers are like getting into win now mode. Which is, I think, why they traded Lonzo, Ingram, all that. LeBron is 34, I think. And he's getting to the end of his NBA career. I'm not even going to say his prime because we don't know LeBron. But he's getting to the age where most NBA players retire. And he's still going strong. So we don't know when he's going to fall off a cliff and, you know, have less production. So the Lakers are just trying to get a ring out of him real quick. So, AD, LeBron, potential All-Star, Kyle Kuzma, and really good coaching. Even though it might bring conflict due to like they're all head coaches before. So, but it'll be Lionel Hollins, Jason Kidd, and head coach Frank Vogel. Those are all like really good coaches. So, this will be great. And AD looks like he's also ready to like chip in, like he sacrificed his $4 million trade, whatever it's called. Let me see what it's called. where is it? It was $4 million trade bonus. There we go. Which I guess is like when they traded him, he got a $4 million trade bonus. Oh. And he waived that so that the Lakers could get, so they could have more cap space. So this is definitely something that is really good. All right, for the next story, we have the Boston Celtics are the new front runners to sign Kemba Walker this offseason. Walker has spent the last 8 seasons with the Charlotte Hornets. The owner of the Hornets, Michael Jordan, is not ready to extend financially to re-sign his franchise's best player. Walker and his agent, Jeff Schwartz, are expected to speak with the GM of the Celtics, Danny Ainge, sometime on Sunday. Walker is a 3-time All-Star and is expected to be offered a 4-year, $141 million contract from the Celtics. Walker, who is 29 years old, had been the number one priority for the Boston Celtics, as it seems they are going to lose Kyrie Irving. Last season was Walker's best season, averaging 25.8 points and playing all 82 games. After the trouble that Irving brought to Boston, the Celtics are looking for a point guard to step in as a leader and take the Celtics far in the Eastern Conference playoffs. This, at first, I thought there was no way that Kemba Walker was leaving, because that's Kemba Walker's city. But after I heard that Michael Jordan didn't want to give him a max, yeah, I think he for sure is going to leave. And I do think he is going to the Celtics, and I do think that's a great fit for him. The Celtics are going to be awesome this year. I mean, they are in the Eastern Conference. I think they're going to make it to the second round, which will be good for the first year after losing two of their like best players. And I think that as Kemba Walker gets older and starts to become a veteran, he's going to help Terry Rozier get a lot better. So I'm happy to see this. And I don't think Charlotte, like, did him justice. Like, he did so much for them, and, like, they were just bad the whole time he was there, all 8 years. So yeah, I do think it's time for him to go to another team. Alright, the next story is again from Los Angeles. LeBron James and Anthony Davis are starting off on a high note as LeBron is going to give Anthony Davis his number 23 jersey. Davis wore 23 for 7 years when he played for the New Orleans Pelicans. James will most likely go back to 6, which is the number he wore in Miami. There are also reports that James is wearing a number 6 jersey in Space Jam 2. The Anthony Davis trade does not become official until July 6. Now, this is awesome. LeBron, basically, by doing this, it's not a big deal. Davis probably didn't care if he had to switch a number. But LeBron's telling him, "All right, man, look, let's go do this. Number's not what matters. Let's go get a championship. You're out of sorry New Orleans. We're in LA. We're here to win. And let's go do it." He's basically telling him, look at the bigger picture, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not a big, huge thing, but it's a sign that, LeBron's ready to win, and he's trying to tell Anthony Davis that. So this is really good. All right, so our next story is actually not the Lakers. It's the 76ers, and it's about what could happen to them this offseason. The Houston Rockets are trying to individually trade Clint Capela, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker. They're trying to acquire Jimmy Butler from the 76ers in a sign and trade. There is no indication that the 76ers or Butler are interested. The biggest problem in this trade is making the salaries match, so they won't go over the salary cap. A third team will most likely have to enter the trade. Capela has 4 years and $66 million left in his contract. Gordon has $14 million, and Tucker has $16 million over 2 years. Tucker only has $2.6 million guaranteed in his second year. The Sixers are trying to sign Butler and Tobias Harris to new deals. League rules do not allow Butler and his agent Bernie Lee to speak with other teams prior to free agency, which starts on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is why it's unclear if Butler is interested or not. The Sixers can offer Butler a 5-year, $190 million contract or a 4-year, $146.5 million contract. Butler joined the 76ers in November when he got traded for Dario Saric and Robert Covington. Now, I think the best bet for Jimmy Butler is not to go to the Rockets and to just stay with the Sixers. If they sign Tobias Harris again, which I think they will, the Sixers are contenders, especially if Kawhi leaves in free agency, which again, I really don't think he's gonna do. But if he does, the Sixers then become the favorite, at least in my opinion, because they have Ben Simmons, who he's now in his, what, third year? We have no idea what he's going to do. He's already been playing great. Joel Embiid, who, when he's healthy, he's going to give you really good production. Tobias Harris, who's, oh my God, Tobias Harris is so underrated. He's probably one of the top five power forwards in the NBA right now. And Jimmy, top five small forward slash shooting guard. So you have Ben Simmons, top five point guard. Joel Embiid, probably top three center. Tobias Harris, probably top five power forward. So you have really good players. And they have, of course, Bojan Marjanovic. And I mean, I think that's his best bet to stay there. As for the Rockets, do not trade Capela. Do not trade Capela. Capela is so good, and Capela is a big reason why their offense runs so good. I had him on my fantasy team last year, and he put up points. And I'm not only saying this because he was good on my fantasy team. Capela is a beast. Came from nothing, was really underrated, and now look at him making a lot of money in the NBA and starting on the Rockets. I don't think this is a year that the Rockets could even get close to a championship. I just think they're kind of stuck on like a being a on like a very high tier team, probably like top five, six teams in the NBA, but they're stuck to a point where like they can't get better to become, the best team or a team that could win the championship. So I'm not really a believer in the Rockets. They have James Harden, who over the last 3 years, in my opinion, has been the best player, And I was having this argument with someone on Instagram. Follow my NBA mix page if you want. @NBA.mixes_ I post NBA mixes on there. I try to do it every day. Just quick little shout out. And also my other one for my 2K player is just six moves. The word six, SIXMOVES, 2K clips, the number 2K, and then just clips. Follow that on Instagram too. But what I was saying was, I was having this argument that, you know, I think that Harden had a better season than Giannis. But I do think Giannis should have won MVP. Well, now that might not make sense to you, but what I mean is Giannis had a quote-unquote MVP season, right? Had a lot of points. Was one of the best players in the NBA. Team won a lot of games. Made it to the, conference finals? Conference semis? Something like that. I think it was conference finals. Great. Had a good season. I think he was like the third player, something like that, to average 25, 10 and 5, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. And he had a basic MVP season. Now Harden, on the other hand, he had a historic season. Harden had 32 games in a row of scoring 30 or more points. And he averaged 31 points. This thing of averaging 30 points for however many games it was, that's historic. So Harden, in my opinion, had a historic season. Not necessarily an MVP season, but it was historic, which, in my opinion, is more valuable than Giannis' season. Now, everyone's argument is Giannis played defense. Giannis was a MVP, defensive player of the year candidate, which is true. Harden is not a defender. Harden gets a couple of steals, but he's not a defender. He's actually really bad at defense. But that's my thing. That's why he didn't win. But did he have a better season? Yes. Should he have won MVP? In my opinion, yes. But by the standards of what an MVP is and what they have been measured by in the last however many years that they've been doing the MVP award, he didn't win it because Giannis had a better quote-unquote MVP season. All right, and this is our last story of the day. The Boston Celtics are hiring Kara Lawson, who is a former WNBA and Olympic champion, as an assistant coach. Lawson was an ESPN analyst who was also a television analyst for the Washington Wizards for the last 3 years. She has also had many coaching jobs before getting this one with the Celtics. There's an increasing number of women coaches in the NBA. Lawson is joining San Antonio's Becky Hammon, Dallas's Jenny Bocek, and Cleveland's Lindsay Gottlieb. In her playing career, Lawson reached the Final Four 3 times under Coach Pat Summitt at Tennessee and was in the WNBA for 12 seasons. Lawson, who is 38, has been coaching USA Basketball's 3-on-3 teams that will participate in FIBA competitions and the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. She was a member of the 2008 Olympic team that won gold in Beijing. This is awesome that there's more female coaches in the NBA. It's good to have diversity. And who knows, maybe she'll make the Celtics a better team and will bring something to the table that they didn't have before. So this is awesome. Hey, I did say I was done with the last story, but that doesn't mean it's the last segment. This is something that I'm so happy to do. And it could turn out really great or really bad. I got the top 20 free agents this year. And I'm going to predict where they're going to land. Alright? So first off, Kawhi Leonard. He will be staying in Toronto. Where else would he go? Why would he leave? He just won a championship. Wow, that makes no sense. Yo, I gave you number one, but I just realized it'll make it more suspenseful if I start at number 20. So, DeAndre Jordan was on the Knicks. Don't think he's staying there. I think he'll end up on the Orlando Magic. I don't see them having Vucevic next year. You'll see where I think he's going to go in a couple minutes. But I do think that the Magic will be a good spot for him and Aaron Gordon to team up and make some magic. Paul Millsap, I do not think he's leaving the Nuggets. They did a really good this season, and they're getting Michael Porter back. They're going to have Bol Bol. Yo, the Nuggets, low-key, man, have stolen the draft the last 2 years. Michael Porter at, like, 13, who's going to be the Rookie of the Year this year. Mark my words. And Bol Bol, which I think he's going to be a lot better than a lot of the people that were drafted before him. So, yeah. Let's see. Next up, Brooke Lopez. I think he will stay on the Bucks. Why would he leave? They just made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And he's teammates with Giannis, the MVP. I don't think he's leaving. Julius Randle. I think that Julius Randle is going back to Los Angeles to join the Lakers. He left in free agency. The Lakers are getting back to being great, and I think he wants to be a part of it. He could back up AD, and I think maybe even play alongside him. That would be awesome to see, and I think this could actually happen. Bogdan Bogdanovic, I don't think he's leaving the Pacers. Yeah, I don't think he has enough value to get like a decent contract anywhere. Plus, the Pacers are fine. And yeah, I don't think he'll even go anywhere else. Al Horford recently declined his contract. I think he is going to the New Orleans Pelicans. I think it makes perfect sense for him. He's a veteran. There's a lot of young players could help them out. And I just think that would be an awesome fit for him. DeMarcus Cousins, I think he's staying in the Bay. He'll be back healthy next year, hopefully. And hopefully he'll be back to the real DeMarcus Cousins. J.J. Redick. Now, J.J. Redick, I think he's going to sign with the Lakers. Again, an older player, come off the bench, knock down some threes. Once J.J. Redick gets hot, you know it's over. Malcolm Brogdon, he's not going nowhere. I think he's staying in Milwaukee. D'Angelo Russell. When Kyrie signs with the Nets, I think he's going to go to the Timberwolves and team up with D'Angelo Karl Anthony Towns. Nikola Vucevic. I think he's going to the Lakers. Alright? Because I think that would be a great fit. And Orlando has held on to him for way too long. And he's done so much for them. And they're still trash, even though they just made the playoffs. But I think he's out of there. And like I said, I have DeAndre Jordan going there. So it'll all work out for them. Chris Middleton, there's no way he's leaving. I don't think. Tobias Harris, I think he's staying. They have something good going there. Jimmy, same thing. I think he's staying. They have something really good going on there. Kristaps Porzingis, I think he's staying with the Mavs. He just tore his ACL. I don't know why he would leave. Klay Thompson, staying with the Warriors. Why would he leave? And I've heard from a lot of sources that he loves the Bay. And he wants to play there his whole career. Kemba Walker. I had him originally staying until I heard that they're not offering him a max. Michael Jordan's not going to offer him a max. So now I know he's dipping. And then I saw an article which I talked about him joining the Celtics. And that makes perfect sense. So I think that will happen for sure. Kyrie Irving. I was going to give a little suspense. But we all know what's going to happen. He's going to the Nets. And Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. Drum roll, please. Hey, there's not a drum roll, so I mean, that's all we could do. But Kevin Durant is going to stay with the Warriors. KD is going to be injured this year. Why would he go to another team? Once him and Klay come back, they're back to being, you know, the best team in the NBA. And they can go back and win more championships. Why would he leave? Where would he go? I don't know, man. I just don't think he's going anywhere. Alright, that's gonna do it for the podcast today. Thank you all for watching. Any comments, questions, or concerns, email me, AaronTalksBasketball@gmail.com. Instagram, AaronTalksBasketball, no spaces, no underscores, no dots. Twitter, @ATB_podcast_. On there, the pinned tweet is the link to all the podcasts. We are on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. Go check that out. I'm going to put a link in there. If you want to send a voice message, click that. Let me know. I'll put it in here. And yeah, I'm out.